Are you still sore at me for kicking you out of the conference room earlier?
No. I should have thought ahead of time. See, now here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think I was being a little inconsiderate because we have a little informal sitting room that's perfect for two people. But no, I took the whole conference room.
Well, I don't want to make you feel discouraged.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying that you were selfish. I'm just saying that I kicked you out. I kicked you to the curb.
Yep. You kicked us both out. We had to find our way to the small room. But you know what? We still had a delightful conversation. It worked out well.
It takes courage to kick somebody out of a conference room, though.
It does.
It also takes courage when you're cleaning out your storage unit and you find your bins of CDs. That happened to me recently. Liz and I were doing some spring cleaning, and I went into the back, and in the shadows, I found my CD collection.
I know what happened next. You don't even have to tell me.
I have forgotten the volume of CDs. We're talking bins and bins and bins of CDs. Classic stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah. See, now, but you wouldn't have known that.
No.
But you cracked them open. You cracked open the bins. You made the worst mistake.
I told her, just throw them out. And she said, well, I don't know. There's some pretty good stuff in here. So then she decides that she's going to take it to Last Stop. They will buy your CDs and resell them. And so I walk into Last Stop, and I see there are stacks, a few hundred CDs stacked up on the counter, and these are the ones that they want to buy. And they're like saying words to me, but I have entered this different place where I am not understand. I like see they're moving their mouth, and I kind of understand the transaction that's supposed to happen, but I can't.
You're
quite
just looking at this stack of CDs.
I don't understand. I have entered into a different dimension.
You're looking at it like a long lost friend. In my storage unit, there's a giant bin of CDs.
Yeah.
I haven't taken this next step.
Yeah.
Like you have.
I mean, we're talking giant bins. I bet there was 8 bins of CDs.
Just thinking about it makes me a little queasy. Like, because
I wasn't expecting to be confronted with those feelings, but they came at me, and it was just too much all at once.
Did you just immediately just sweep them all back in a bin, walk out with everything that you had before?
No, I just kind of mumbled some things, I remember. It was all very woozy. It was all very foggy. Like, I mumbled some things. At some point, I took some money, and I folded it, put it in my pocket. I then started, like, carrying. My son was with me. I'm trying to give him direction. Like, we'll take that bin out to the car. Meanwhile, I've got this cart next to me, so I'm stacking bins.
Because how many bins did you come home with?
They're asking me if I need help. I said, yes, I do.
I do, but not the physical help of getting these bins to my car.
Loading these bins, I need a different kind of help.
Yeah,
but
I
don't know.
Someone to talk to, and it's not you.
Yeah.
To them, it was merely a transaction.
I think they knew. I think they see it all the time. They're like, oh, this guy's...
He's struggling.
He's having a tough time. Yeah. What do they call that, I wonder?
I don't know.
We should ask him.
I bet they got a name for it. Like, when someone comes in and you can tell they're having a really challenging time.
If someone's having a hard time parting with something, it probably doesn't make a lot of sense to make the arguments for why they should or shouldn't keep stuff. You know, I try to keep it pretty straightforward and let them know what we're offering, and then, you know, the ball's in their court, and they can decide from there what they're going to do with it, whether they keep it or sell it.
John Castle has worked at Last Stop for something like 19 years. In that time, he's gone through a lot of CD bins. What is it about these things that we are attracted to?
Well, it probably comes from like experiences. Going to see a band live on a certain album, even if they're touring on something in particular, you know, it could be something that you get attached to it that way. Or, you know, if you hear a song in the car growing up with your parents or something like that, you know, stuff hits that way too. Might be just in the comfort that some things give. Like, I've heard people reference as like, you know, books are escapism. So it's something that they will do to just forget about everything else. And so I'm sure you could understand an attachment to certain things that way, because especially if it's a good read or something like that, you know, it's more indulging or more fulfilling to use that thing.
What stands out to me about Last Stop is the size of the space. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there. Mm-hmm.
There are definitely other stores like Last Stop. I don't know if there's anything quite to the scale that I've ever come across, or the other ones I've gone to that are similar maybe focus more heavily on one form of media over another. And I mean, like, a lot of what we have is just years and years of buying and selling, and you know, there's some things in that store that may have been sitting there for 3 to 5 years even at this point that just nobody's bought yet, and you know, everything's moved around it. But the stories of things like that could tell would be pretty interesting, I'm sure. But you know, it's just time to fill the space, as you just kind of buy stuff. It's like living out of a house, you just accumulate.
This is part two in an innovative new model where we introduce a challenge in part one and we talk about it some more in part two.
Mm-hmm.
It takes courage to face a challenge.
It does.
I can't imagine how much courage it must have taken you to face the Judith Shornman Executive Business Challenge.
I kind of wrestled with it. I'm not going to lie. It took some courage.
You were supposed to consider a biz other than fresh produce that you would like to be. Or that you would like to be co-founder of.
I don't think you're going to be surprised when I tell you.
Let me have it.
Are you familiar with Ken's Corner here in town? I'm running that, but I'm calling it Mike's Place.
Okay. Yep. So this is a corner store? What's going on?
It's a little corner pub, little neighborhood pub. You can come in, you can get a snack, you can get a cold beer. On occasion, they have some live entertainment, but it's like it like supports the neighborhood.
Do you think it loses any of its charm though, if you're not calling it Ken's Corner?
I mean, I guess I could. Yeah. I could.
Could you call it Mike's Ken's Corner?
I like that. Mike's Ken's Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably a better idea.
Because there's something about the corner.
Yeah.
That's what gets me. When you say Ken's Corner, I'm with you.
Yeah, you can see it.
I can. Well, I have seen it.
Yeah, many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's one thing. I don't know if they have them or not, but I'm going to have some pickled eggs. I'm going to be offering up some pickled eggs and some hot sauce. That's part of the Mike's Ken's Corner experience.
What's the vibe? Compare it to something I would know. Like, is it like a safari lounge kind of vibe?
No. I'm thinking more of a... I think it's more of a Jim's Tap meets public library kind of vibe. Yeah. Minus the medieval flair from Jim's Tap.
Public library, like 1987? Or modern day public library with all the computer terminals and stuff?
No. We're talking card catalog here. Yeah. Dewey Decimal System. That's what I'm talking about.
You're talking about 1992.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to cite all your resources. You got to go find it. Hard copies. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You're talking microfiche.
Yeah. We could have one of those in Mike's Ken's Corner. That'd be a fun thing.
That would be cool.
Look at old Argus leaders. Yep.
Mike's Ken's Corner. You've got old Argus leaders.
On the microfiche.
On microfiche. And you've got the whole terminal set up.
Yep. I like that. And then maybe kind of like the old school library, like a record player with a set of headphones.
Yeah.
Where you can like... pick a record and just listen to it in the headphones.
Can you check anything out from Mike's Ken's Corner?
It's all got to stay.
Yeah.
It's all got to stay. I'm not going to trust people walking out the door with that.
I always loved the sort of sword-like wooden rods that they would weave the newspapers through.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. What were those things?
It was
like
called
a newspaper wand.
Yeah, it was called like a periodical rack, but yeah.
But it was more like a sword.
Yeah,
I think it was called a periodical sword.
A periodical sword?
Would you have those at Mike's Ken's Corner?
No.
Give me a break. Are you kidding?
Nope. No hard copies. All microfiche. Yep.
So there's not a single periodical rod in the whole place?
Yeah.
In the whole corner?
Nope. Not going to have that.
A periodical shaft? You don't have a single one in the entire corner?
No.
Give me a break. I don't think I would want to go. Honestly.
Okay, well, that's...
honestly.
That's...
I don't know if I would want any
it's
part
not,
of this.
Hey, here's the thing. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Couldn't you just have a collection of periodical swords in the back.
Whose business is this?
A periodical saber. Maybe you have a little selection of sabers in the back and different periodicals.
Paper sabers?
Yeah.
Nope, not going to have it. Just, you know, space is limited. I'm already eating up some square footage with the microfiche machine. I gotta be conscientious. I gotta have room for the patrons, not the papers or the periodical sabers.
So you gotta make some room.
Mm-hmm.
You overbought on periodical sabers, and you gotta get rid of them at a discount.
Yep, I've got a whole warehouse full
of periodical shafts, and you need to get rid of these.
Yep, selling them like buy two get three free.
Make room for the patrons.
Yep. Yep, out with the periodical shafts, in with the patrons.
So this is a new, like when you purchase Mike's Kin's Corner and you're doing your grand opening.
Yep.
The campaign, we can work on that together.
Yeah.
And it's just that you got really excited about this opportunity. You filled the place up with periodical shafts because you got a good deal on them. And now you have so many that there's no room for the patrons.
Yep, so I got to sell them at a discount.
During this grand opening.
Yep.
We're going to be selling periodical sabers at a discount.
Well, you get a periodical saber with every PBR.
Oh, my gosh. That's so pretty good. That actually is a good
idea. You're tipping back a PBR. You're walking home with your own periodical shaft.
I love
it. At Mike's Ken's Corner.
Yep.
Yep.
That's really good. You spent some time reflecting on Mike's Ken's Corner. What are some of the things that you think that maybe, possibly, we could incorporate into our differentiated business?
Like from Mike's Ken's Corner?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we could benefit greatly from a microfiche machine.